This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, you might be aware that there's recent proposals by the Irish government for what they're calling exclusion zones outside hospitals, medical centres, clinics and GPs that provide abortion across the country. So what do the proposals actually mean and what sort of an impact will they have? Maybe just give us a basic explainer on what's the purpose of an exclusion zone? Is there already laws in place, Eilish, that will prevent harassment from happening? Because I think when people hear exclusion zones, they're thinking, okay, this is to avoid, you know, women being, you know, harassed or being approached when they mightn't want to be approached. So tell us a bit about that.
Thanks for having me on the programme, Wendy. Well, yes, I mean, nobody is in favour of any woman being harassed ever. And there are laws in place in Ireland and in many other countries where these kind of zones have been introduced, which would already cover any intimidation or harassment. So that we have a large swath of public order legislation here that would cover any harassment of a woman or any intimidation or threatening behaviour towards a woman in any place, not just accessing a hospital or a doctor's office. And that fact has been acknowledged by the Garda Commissioner early on when this bill, which seeks to introduce 100-metre zones outside healthcare premises all over the country, when it was initially being discussed, the Garda Commissioner at the time, still the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, made the point that existing public order legislation is sufficient. And I think even at the time, the Minister for Health said when they were discussing this kind of legislation in the Shannons back in February 2022, that we are really pushing up against civil liberties when we talk about this kind of proposal. I think that nobody is interested in any woman being harassed.
And just out of interest, Eilish, since abortion was introduced, has there been a need for the current harassment laws to be put into effect? I mean, has that shown to be an issue at all?
In fact, no, not at all. There hasn't been one prosecution for any incidences around hospitals or clinics. The group that's very involved in this campaign, which is called Together for Safety, that's the group which has heavily influenced the process to introduce exclusion zone legislation. They had made claims that there had been incidences outside of Limerick Hospital, but back in 2021, in December 2021, in response to those claims, the UL Hospitals Group actually put out a public statement that they had no record of any complaints. So it's very interesting to see a piece of legislation which is so far-reaching, which is very draconian, because you're talking about huge areas of land around the country. When you consider 100-metre areas outside of every doctor's office, hospital, family planning clinic, the fact that there's been no actual call for this from any victim, that there hasn't been any evidence of any complaints, it's very concerning that it's being pushed ahead with, when we know there are so many things that the government could be attending to, so many urgent issues in our society, including things like homelessness and you know, the housing crisis and all of that, but also the massive abortion numbers, which nobody would have anticipated. We're not seeing any interest from the government in bringing forward proposals to, you know, offer support, positive alternatives to women who are in unplanned pregnancy. The other concerning thing about this piece of legislation is that the way it's currently drafted, it could potentially criminalise a conversation between a mother and her own daughter. So if a mother was talking to her own daughter, telling her, you know, if a daughter's an unplanned pregnancy, we can do this, we'll help out, and, you know, please reconsider having an abortion. That piece of advice given from a mother to a daughter, if it's within one of these zones, could potentially be criminal. I think so. It's very draconian. It's very far-reaching, and I don't think that the implications of the bill have really been considered.
And has it been considered, Eilish, the fact that how abortion is provided in Ireland is very different to other countries in terms of being a GP-led service? That's the first place a woman will go. In terms of, if you look at the maps of, you know, there's a GP here and there's a health centre there, that the 100 metres can actually take up quite a lot of space. And the other element of that, I suppose, is that because it's like in other countries where there's abortion clinics that are just dedicated to that and that only, somebody, say, standing peacefully or prayerfully near a GP practice, let's say, they're not going to know what a woman is going in or out for. They could be going in for any type of an appointment. So in that sense, is it also not necessary?
You're absolutely right. The legislation is copied from legislation in other countries and bylaws in other countries which have abortion clinics. So it's a very different type of scenario. So in those countries, which have exclusion zones, they're operational only around abortion clinics. But because this proposed legislation would create 100-metre exclusion zones around all GP clinics, hospitals, family planning centres, it's a very broad territory and that has significant implications. And it makes the law fundamentally different to laws operational elsewhere. So I think you had a situation of copying laws from other countries without thinking it through. As you say, it's impossible to know when a woman is entering a hospital to have an abortion or when a person is entering a hospital to have any other procedure. So it is really targeting people who are simply just expressing their belief, silently praying. It could even potentially criminalise people standing at a church gate or at a church service handing out a leaflet about the development of the unborn child, for example. If that's done within a 100-metre zone, that's criminal under this Act. There are exceptions for inside a church premises, but there's no exception for, so if you had an information stall in a church ground within 100 metres of a clinic, that would be criminal under this proposed legislation. So it's very far-reaching, doesn't seem to have been thought out. It could also, of course, prescribe events such as the annual marches and rallies for life if they pass within the 100 metre zones. And we know they would, given the amount of land that will be affected in Dublin. So I think the supporters of the bill have really failed to allay those concerns. And I think that it's really worrying that the bill has proceeded as far as it has. And hopefully in the autumn, some of the harder questions will be asked and it will be disregarded.
Eilish Mulroy of the Pro-Life Campaign, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.